Otaku Nation. Guess what? We're audio.
Yay.
The podcast. I doubt you guys are that bothered. I'm sure you come on, let's face it. Love us audio. We're more flexible.
You don't get to see this ugly mug anymore.
Yeah, man, we could just be sitting in our PJs looking all like, bleh, and you guys don't even know. I mean, I said that. I'm not, of course. Obviously sitting in a Chinese dress with sparkles all over me.
I'm still wearing my usual QWERTY shirts that I used to wear every week anyway, so.
Plug!
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure she's wearing her Ninja Turtles socks as well.
No, I'm wearing my moustache socks today. You gotta love Primark, you know, stuff like that.
Good times, man.
Exactly. Good times. So yes, we're back to audio now.
Yay!
So that means we're gonna have more guests now.
Yeah, we'll be having more guests, and then we'll be doing the occasional video when we go to events.
Yep.
So it's not the end. You will see us again. We still exist.
You will see us.
We haven't had surgery.
Well, I haven't yet, but yeah. So as you can tell, it's just me and Aisha this week.
Yep. And we'll be chatting about some of the animes that we followed up, and then some new animes and some events later on.
Yes.
So, looking at the animes, what have you been following up, Harriet?
Well, the two that I followed, I mean, this can't really compare to The Winter List Gone, because The Winter List was brilliant. Although the autumn,
fantastic.
It was really good. But this list, it had its hit and misses, as we know. But the two I followed up with are Selector Infected Wissox and Akuma no Riddle. So, actually, now, funny story, I was at PlayNation last week, and there was a girl there who's a cat, so hi, cat, and she said, oh, I've started watching Wissox thanks to you guys, you know, and, you know, she's talked about it, and I thought, oh, that's great. But the reason why I followed up on it is simply because it is, like I said before, Madoka with card games. It is really dark. And it...
With a misleading name.
Exactly, I know. If you don't know, the story is about these cards that girls can play that basically come to life, and the only way... You can earn a wish by defeating everyone, and the only way to do it is to win. So that's basically it. You think, oh, it's all fluffy and light and everything. Nope. Think of Kyubey from Madoka. That kind of... There's always going to be a twist in it. No matter what you do. So, I haven't watched many more of it, but I do know what's kind of happened, and it does get a lot darker. To the point that you think, yeah, this is literally like Madoka with card games.
Do people die?
I don't know, but they kind of... What happens is, one person does lose their three wishes, and basically, I think everyone forgets about her, because her wish was to make friends with people. So there is a dark twist to it.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It's, how would I describe it? Not twisted Tales of the Crypt Keeper. You know, like, you have the wishes, but they come at a price. It's very much like that. And if you don't succeed to it, then it will come at as a price. The opposite will happen, I think. But there is more to it. See what I mean? It is like Madoka and, you know, spoilers.
No, but finally, something dark happens and they stick to it and they're not trying to make it funny.
Exactly.
Or, you know.
And it's also good that they have girls playing card games, because it doesn't happen very often. You know, you have Vanguard, Yu-Gi-Oh! And others like that. It's usually guys who play it. And, you know, the side characters, the girls do play it. But it is nice that the fact that they actually have female characters playing it, it is specifically for females. And you think, yes! Something you can play!
Yeah, and now I'm waiting for, like, the physical card game.
I know!
Yay! More stuff to buy!
I'm actually surprised it hasn't come out yet. But I think it'll be like Yu-Gi-Oh! The cards don't come to life, sadly. But that's the price you got to pay, I suppose. At least you don't pay a price, hey?
Yeah, you gotta kind of... You know, make the most. Sadly, yeah, we're not going to get little midget people coming out making meow meow noises at us. As much as I'd love that.
Oh gosh, and my.
Yeah, and then what? So, what did you think so far then? So, apart from it's getting super dark, are you going
to
carry on?
Oh gosh, yes. I think it's only up to episode 9 at the moment. So there are about goes up 13 episodes, so four left. So, yes, I'm interested how it's going to finish. Because, no doubt, it's either going to have a happy ending, a sad ending, or a twist. And I'm hoping there's going to be a twist. Yes.
Yes!
That's the way you want it to go, don't you? You just think, yes, go that way. But yes, I'm definitely going to carry on with it.
So, what about the other anime series that you're watching?
Akuma no Riddle. Now, I haven't watched most of the anime, but I've read the manga. It is literally what Alex described it as. It is Danganronpa backwards.
Way!
It's literally murders galore just to save this girl. So, the story is about an assassin who's sent to a school to kill another girl. But they're a school of 13 pupils, and all of them want to kill her. And the main character basically starts to like the girl she's supposed to kill. So she's trying to protect her from the other people who want to kill her. And there is a lot of one-offs and trying to get rid of each other. Battle Royale kind of thing. So it is brutal. I'm guessing the anime is probably going to be more gory, because nowadays they kind of put more blood into it. I think I read recently that, you know, Shiki?
Yep.
In the manga, it wasn't as bad. In the anime, apparently, it was worse. So...
Oh, wow.
Exactly. There was more blood. There was more... Not torture, but a lot more scenes that you think, oh, what happened there? I don't remember reading this. But, yeah, it's really good in regards to... If you like stories like that, if you... I wouldn't say it's a Yuri as such. I think it's just more of a sister kind of protection kind of thing. So, if you're into stuff like that, think of Gunslinger Girl? I think that was the original, the Assassin Girls. I think many years ago. Think of that. It's kind of girls trying to kill each other for earn money. So, yeah, I definitely say carry on watching it. If you can. Brilliant.
Cool.
And what are yours?
What are mine? The one that really stuck out for me the whole time we've started all these animes this year was Space Dandy. And that is probably... I mean, I'm lazy, right? I do like my original Japanese animes with my subtitles, but sometimes... I get lazy, and it's nice to have it playing in the background.
Yeah.
Whereas, I'm not fluent in Japanese, unfortunately. I'd like to, but, so it's like, blah, 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 and it's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I just totally miss that. I have to watch it again and again and again. It takes about 5 tries until I actually absorb it. Because you know when you have to actually just stop what you're doing and actually just watch it and read it and...
Yeah.
So, Space Dandy, I was really pleased that they'd already dubbed it before they did the subbing, and I was pleased. I really liked the voice acting, and, It was brilliant. I've watched I think halfway so far, and it's a random one.
It's very random.
It's really random. It doesn't have to connect. Okay, so there will be a few main points that connect, but I kid you not, the first episode, they all die.
Yes, I remember at the very end, they go into the sun, don't they?
Yeah, so they all die, Harriet, and then it just goes back to normal the next episode.
As if nothing ever happened.
It continues, it's like, that made no sense. I don't understand. But they do explain in detail a bit more, because obviously the first episode is almost like it's taking the mickey out of itself.
Yeah.
About the whole explaining what he does and why he's there. Whereas in the second episode, there's a bit more explanation that he's a bounty hunter, but he's actually... The reason why he's capturing all these aliens is because he wants to discover new ones and he gets money for it, and he's just, you know, totally broke because he's always at bloody boobs.
Oh yeah.
Spending money.
Boobies, isn't it? That's the name of it.
Yeah, boobies. He's just there. And that's where all his money's gone. And, the kiddie from the first episode joins his crew.
Yes, I like that character.
Yeah. And he's pretty much the, you know, dog's body, and he has to do everything. And the thing is, because he's so innocent, he doesn't know sometimes what he's doing or if he's wrong. And Space Dandy's always like having a go at him. It's like, don't be mean to him. It's horrible. And I have to say, they've put a lot of like emotion into it, so it's not just, you know, mindless monsters like aliens killing you and whatever. And some of the stories are really endearing. And you meet this one old dude, he's running a ramen place,
Oh, God.
And, you know, he was separated from his one true love and all this. And then Dandy just feels sorry for him and he makes the best ramen ever and it goes through like a black hole. And then by the time it goes through the black hole, it tastes really good. And then Dandy's all like, oh, I can't even take, he can't take him in. He's just so, he feels so bad for this poor alien, like on his own on this planet making ramen. It's just random but amazing. I love the music. I just can't get enough.
The music
of the end theme tune. It's so jazzy and
I know, cause
it's perfect.
I know a few of my friends on Facebook, they do post a lot of the music and it's brilliant. It really is. Have to agree with that.
Yeah, Studio Bones did a really good job and I will definitely watch it till the end. I totally recommend anyone who is a Cowboy Bebop fan, or even if you're not and you're looking for a good anime to start on, please watch this. Hey, if you know people who don't have a clue about anime, recommend them this. Give them the American dub.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And so that's the main one I've been following. Pretty much, apart from that, I've just been watching standalone movies at the moment. One of them, our friend recommended us, Harriet.
Yes.
What was it called? Freedom.
Yes. Malcolm. Yes.
By Manga. That's really good. And the reason why I'm surprised is because I'm not into sci-fi.
But it is. I haven't actually got around to watching it as yet. I know, I'm really bad. But it is made by the same people who made Akira. Isn't it?
Yeah, and you kind of, well, when you think back to Akira, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
What kind of fucked up shit's going to happen here? No, it's actually amazing, and they use a new type of CGI in there, and I was a bit repulsed at the start going, oh, no, why would you do that after all the bad CGIs we've seen recently, Harriet?
I know, and they have been pretty dire in some.
Yeah, they've been sickening. But the thing is, the CGI was really good, and it's only for like the intro, so it's like I think for the first 20 minutes, and then after the whole the Freedoms, oh, the song's so good. Utara Hikaru does the song for it.
Oh wow.
And then after that it goes back to anime style ish it's kind of like a almost like a comic book moving around. It's really cool. I'm maybe not explaining it very well, but if you look up some of the screenshots online, you'll be surprised. It's really good. And again, it's dual language, so it's in Japanese and in American.
Yep.
Surprisingly, American was good. Yes, I watched it in American, so sue me. And but the thing is, I really wanted to soak in the visuals because it was so unusual. And I was, at first, in the first episode, I was really undecided whether I liked it or not. But I watched it all in one sitting. It was brilliant. I won't give spoilers, but the gist is they all live on Mars and they all follow a routine. They're all kind of stripped of their freedom, you know. They have curfews, and they always wonder, you know, I wonder what, you know, Earth is like a legend to them. What is it like? Wow, what is outside? Because they live in a bubble because they can't breathe the air.
Oh.
What is a river? What is a tree? You know, what is a sky?
That sounds very philosophical.
You know, yeah. And then one day, one of the dudes, they're all schoolboys, to be honest. He's like wandering around in an astronaut suit, and he comes across a little crater, well, little massive crater. And then he finds a bunch of photos, and he's just like, what the hell is this? And all these photos are of people, and on the back of them says, hi, hope you're okay. We're okay too, from Earth. So this is like a big like shock to him, and he's sending other people, and then of course, because they've all been watched in this bubble, they get found out and they're told never to talk about it ever again. But you then find out they were told that Earth was destroyed and that no one survived. So ensues schoolboy's crush. The guy's all like, she's hot, I want to meet her. Yes, he travels to Earth to meet the chick.
You
know what? You'd be impressed, though. She's actually an ethnic minority. I'm well impressed.
Oh.
And there's actually black people in this movie. It's amazing. I was so shocked. Come on, we're so used to animes where it's just literally one race.
That's true. And Oren has said before that.
Oh, they drew them properly as well. She'd be very happy. It's not like this mixture, because some of them look pretty, some of them, there are a little bit of defining features, but it's not ridiculous.
Oh, well, that's
none of them great. Have stupid accents as well.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's really worth watching because I'm not really into sci-fi, but I really enjoyed the human aspect of it and a lot of character development. Loads of gadgets, if you're into gadgets.
Yeah.
Harriet, you will enjoy watching this. And, right, so there's some other ones I've seen as well.
Okay.
This one's quite old. This one's not even that new, Freedom.
No, it's been out for a few years now, hasn't it? I think.
Yeah. And one of the films that I watched recently is really, really new. It's called Patama Inverted.
Okay.
And they're actually talking about doing a Kickstarter to do, like, another a better version somehow or something further.
Yeah.
This one is, wow, it has a strange storyline. So they're all living underground, you know, they're all, I don't know, scavenging for stuff, for food and whatnot. You're all like, oh, you know, maybe the world has, you know, ended and they live underground, whatever. And then it's just pretty funny. So this is, it's all revolving around the girl, Patama, and she's like exploring and stuff. And she's got this person who she looks up to, and he's obviously just off the scene, and she's always thinking about him. I think she's looking for him. She's always wandering around, and then one day she just comes across this dude, and he's upside down. So he's standing on the ceiling, and it's like, it's the Batman! And it's like, oh, really? Batman? Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, and then from the shock she falls down one of the tunnels. Now this is where it gets weird. When she falls down, she falls through, and she comes out, and she's coming out of the ground. Yes. And she's holding onto a fence, and she's falling towards the sky.
Oh, yes, yes. Now I have seen screen pictures of this. Yes.
You've probably seen the poster for
I
this.
I have, yeah.
She's, and then she's luckily, upside down. Oh, this is happening. Yeah, that's it. So she's like literally holding onto the fence, and this guy happens to be there. She's like, "Oi, you, help me!" Like, she lets go of her bag, and her bag goes flying into the sky. And then he's literally holding onto her arms while she's upside down. He's like carrying her to a building so she can just like sit for a minute. And it's the most bizarre thing. So at this point, nobody knows what's going on. And then he tries to look into it, and he's kind of in, again, a kind of controlled environment. They are like, I kid you not, conveyor belts taking you to school. And school's very much, you have to think a certain way. You have to say certain things, otherwise you get failed and whatnot. And you start to find out that there was a conflict many years ago where people were shunned because if they were born and they were like the girl Patama, were going up towards the sky, that meant they were heathens.
Oh.
And they were gonna go back to hell, basically. Something along those lines. And it was really odd. It was really interesting. And I can see why, like, people are looking into it, for a Kickstarter. I'd like to see more, because it's a really interesting idea.
It's a bit ironic that if they think the heathens go into hell, they're floating up to heaven.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know.
unless I'm wrong and they're going to, it makes no sense.
No.
I don't know. To be fair, I watched it an all-nighter, so I was like half awake, half asleep.
You didn't drink enough energy drinks.
Yeah, no. Oh my goodness. They gave us one, like, every movie. Bloody hell. It wasn't enough. Let me tell you. So I'm trying to find out. So yeah, this dude. So they did a Kickstarter, and they got funded in 5 hours.
Wow.
But I can't see what for, though. They want to dub the movie.
Oh, they are?
They're going to dub it.
Cool.
They're negotiating for soundtrack. What else? Look, I'm just going to check again, unless I'm wrong. I don't want to be wrong stuff. Like I said, I was half asleep.
So that's a good thing about being back on podcast. We can actually look this stuff up now again.
Yay! But I can't see it here, but this is, it was really interesting, and there's a point where they actually fly up into the sky. They actually reach to another planet.
Whoa.
So and then she finds her bag sitting there, and then the boy ends up upside down.
Oh.
If you know what I mean, yeah. She gets to a ground and then he's floating along, and it's really, I'd like to see a series because, yeah, I won't spoil it, but it's has all sorts of things going on, a lot of politics and, crazy weird stuff, a lot of love triangles and dudes in capes. Something worth looking into. If you've heard this name of this movie, please look into it. It's really worth watching. I'd like to see what's happening after this whole Kickstarter. I'm sure it could only get better.
I'm definitely going to see if I can watch it in some form or another. If I can.
Yeah, and what was the other one? I watched the Blood Sea movie.
Oh, yes. That's...
Sea is for clamp.
Yes, because they're the ones who made
it. Loads of pretty people, loads of Makona references, even a little snippet of XXXHolic.
Yay!
I know, I love that bit. And they try to make it really subtle because they didn't have the little fox snake, but he was a little, almost like a cat.
Pipe fox.
But you knew straight away who he was, and it was like, oh my god, clamp, you're so clever. And then loads of bootylicious ladies running around naked in hot tubs.
As you do.
Not for very long, but a lot of killing, a lot of great gore. I was really put off after the live action movie Blood. So I've been off Blood ever since that movie, and to see this anime was so refreshing.
Yeah, I think this is
some people can get it right.
Yeah, this is the third one because there was Blood Plus, I believe. That wasn't too bad. The manga was good. It did kind of steer off a bit. But Blood Sea, I've been reading the manga of that, and I do love it. It's kind of gone back into the right track. Different character, but, you know, it's gone back into the track. So I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
Because I haven't actually seen the live action of Blood.
Oh, don't! It will scar you for life. I'm not even joking.
No, I can believe you. There are a few live actions that would scar you for life.
Ridiculous. So those are pretty much... Oh, I saw the new... Oh, I mentioned... I don't think I... I think I might have mentioned before the Gurren Lagann film.
Yes, you mentioned that in the show last week, I think.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, I can't get enough. I need to go backwards and start again from the beginning. So amusing. It's just you never have time. There's just so many series.
I know, this is it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I have lived without the internet for a week. It is horrible.
You probably have nothing to do now. You're probably like, oh, can't wait.
Do you know what? It's only now today it's got back up. Thank goodness we can record this. But I have a backlist of so much stuff to watch, YouTube-wise, episode-wise. I have stuff to read, and it's just like, oh, my God, I've got to make extra time now to do this.
Not enough time in the day.
And luckily, because E3's next week, I'm thinking, yes, I've time to watch that.
Streaming, I know. There's just so much. There's, like, updates by the hour.
I know, I'll be up to 5 o'clock in the morning again, watching it all. Yay! No, who needs sleep?
We do love Yeah, but yes, get that.
Exactly. But...
So it's,
Exactly. So, but yes, and because we got the new summer list coming out soon as well, so we'll have new anime soon to watch.
Wait, I can't wait. Attack on Titan series 2, even though I hated the first series.
And Sailor Moon,
oh god. They keep prolonging it, Sailor Moon. I'm just gonna be so uninterested when it finally does come out.
I think they're only doing an episode a month, I've been told. So, it's gonna take a while if they're doing 26 episodes. It's gonna take a long
time.
Oh, no, two episodes a month, hopefully. Hopefully. It depends on how quick. It'll be like Helsing, they release one a year.
God. Yeah, that's the thing, people lose interest. They shouldn't do that.
I know, but I think Viz announced recently, I think we did post it on our page, that they were going to redub the whole thing, including Stars, which has never been done before.
That's just crazy talk.
It is. They never released it because of the fact that the Starlights turned from men into women.
Yeah. God damn it.
And yet you have so many gender bender animes now.
Now you do. But back then, I guess because it was a new thing, they were like, oh, can't be doing that.
Exactly. But yes.
Anything goes now.
I know. Oh, we got a lot to work out for. To watch out for.
And now, let's go to the news. So what's been going on in our lives? One of the more obvious things was MCM Expo London. Ooh.
That was fun.
Oh God. And I know why you're like, oh, it was manic.
I've only just recovered.
Let me tell you, they beat the records. 100,000 people turned up. And guess what? There were still queues.
Oh.
Lots of beautiful queues.
103,000 I read.
What, even more? Yeah. Yeah, more people to add to the queue.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I posted the link of my photos to the page. I should do. That's the one thing I haven't done. But I took photos of the queues.
Oh God, MCM Buzz. They made me laugh. They were like, look at the queues. I'm sure this isn't helping.
No. I took of three spots four, because you had ones going in, the ones waiting at the bottom, the ones at the top where the exit was, and where Tesco's was. Because apparently, nice. That's where they were queuing from. Which is very long. I mean, we were lucky because you went Friday, didn't you?
Yeah, all weekend.
Exactly. So, they had three doors. So they had general entry, the ones who actually had to wait, had to buy their tickets. Ones who had the tickets and to get the wristbands. And then the ones who'd already got theirs and in and out. So, yeah, pretty simple. I mean, a lot of people have complained about the queues. Personally, I found nothing wrong with it. But then again, I was outside kind of most of the time on Sunday.
Well, the thing is, you make the most, really. You went to the massive queue and I just took pictures of those cosplayers.
Exactly.
And because they have time to kill, they're up for it. So then the time just disappears. I mean, I can understand if you're on your own, it's like the most boringest thing ever. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, if you got there early, the queue was pretty good, but then it was around, like, afternoon, that's when the queues would have seen. That was when it was a 3-hour queue.
Exactly.
But, turn up at the right time, you're fine.
Exactly. I mean, inside actually wasn't too bad this time, which was good.
What do you mean?
You could move about. I mean, Saturday, because obviously, The gods placed us with the lovely hail. I got caught in
that. That's so random.
I got caught in that twice. That was horrible. And there's nothing worse than trying to protect your camera from getting severely wet. Because where I stood under the concrete roof. So I just literally just wet on my knees and I was like, right, I'm just covering this so no rain gets in it, because it was making me soggy, but weren't making my camera soggy. And yeah, I felt really disappointed because I didn't get many photos or video done that day, but that couldn't be helped. But then Sunday, boom, I was just on it. I tell you.
But everyone was affected that day when it rained though, I think it would just sucked if you were there for the one day.
Yeah.
The one crazy Saturday. But yeah, Sunday was good because people were a bit more chillaxed as well.
Exactly. Which was good actually. And, that was the only, no, Friday I didn't cosplay and Sunday I didn't, because I thought, oh, I'll just relax. And it was actually nice. The Fringe Festival was good. I mean, they had some good entertainment this time. Well, they usually do, but I paid more attention to it because it was literally next to the stairs this time. So you couldn't miss it. I mean, I saw Bob and Deadpool perform, which was really good, actually. It was kind of amusing. I thought, I've never seen a Bob cosplayed before, especially one with Deadpool. So that was really cool. They had dancers, they had singers, they had all kinds of performers, which was really good.
Yeah, Cinnamon Purin perform. They had Scarlet Queenbo with her friends performing. I think they had Kelsey and Abby Pop performing.
Yeah. So,
Let's.
It was very good actually. And outside, obviously, you know, because people wander about, that's the best place to get photos and video. And, I mean, inside, now the halls, I have to say, were massive. They had two halls. They had the Pop Asia, and I guess not the Pop Asia, but where the theatres were. So the Pop Asia, that's where virtually all
the cute stuff happened.
Yes, and all the shops were. So United Publications, Manga, Neo and all that, and MYM and all. No, MYM were in the other hall, actually.
No, they had a massive one for the autographs.
They did. Memorabilia.
Though I have to say, because like Pop Asia, you'd think all the cute stores were there. A lot of them weren't. They were all mixed around other locations.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to still group together. I think it would have made more sense.
It would have done.
So it kind of felt like some of the poor stall holders weren't kind of getting looked at. Because if you're just stuck next to the memorabilia, just come in there for the autographs.
Exactly.
That's it, pretty much. People are just going to walk past you. They're there to see Henry Winkler, and that's it.
I did see him on Sunday, and Shane Richie.
Yeah, man. And Nasty Nick was there. That was not in the program, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, man.
I saw Tomska as well.
It's magical.
I saw Tomska. The ASDF movie.
Oh, God. He's always chatting about, yeah. And then there was this other dude that people kept talking about. Ashens. Explain to me who Ashens is.
Ashens does a lot of review stuff online.
Okay.
And he's done a few videos as well, like movies, so I think that was what he was there mainly for. I don't know a lot of his stuff. I know he does a lot of blind bag openings that people send him and random stuff.
What, you just get something and then he does a review?
Yeah, pretty much. He did last Christmas, Christmas in a Can, where he literally just ate what was in the can.
Oh, lol.
And, you know.
That's kind of like, you don't know what the hell you're going to get.
Exactly. He just does it for fun. And Robert Llewellyn was there as well, I think. I think he was there with Ashens to promote the movie, from what I remember. Sadly, Wendy Lee, she was supposed to be there. But
Faye from Cowboy Bebop.
Yep, and so many more. Look her up, believe me, she's got like an encyclopedia worth of.
Yeah, Haruhi, Lucky Star, yeah. And that's only a few to boot.
Exactly. She was only there, I think, for a couple of hours on Saturday, but I never saw her.
Yeah, basically what happened was, middle of the night on the Friday night on Twitter, saying that she'd had family problems and she wasn't going to attend, and we were all like, oh man. And then at the same time, everyone was screwing because Jessica Nigiri wasn't coming. They were like, oh man, refund. And it was like, no, she wasn't even an official guest.
No.
You know, and then, so everyone's feeling quite bummed out. And then randomly the next day, there's all these really sly comments on Facebook going, oh, by the way, she's going to come. She's only going to be there for 2 hours. And it's like, you're telling us now?
I know.
Give us the time. And then, unfortunately, Harriet couldn't make it to see Wendy Lee. I was really lucky, actually. I managed to follow a massive queue. And that was the queue for Wendy Lee. And, She was like, she did have a nice, I asked if everything was okay, and she was like, yeah, it was something to do with her mother, and she thought she'd come and at least do the Q&A, and some of the signing, but she had to go straight off the QA. So she really kind of reached out to the fans, and everyone was quite, you know, emotional and touched that she saw.
I was gonna say,
okay.
Fair play to her for doing that, because she could have not been funny, you know, family does come first in stuff like that, so, I mean, I have much respect for her for staying, you know, just to meet the fans of her show and then going back off to America. But no doubt she probably will be back in October.
Hopefully. But I don't know. They don't tend to get the same voice actors every year, as in they'll get them for one season. They might come back maybe next year in the season, but never twice in a row.
I think they did it for, I don't know who it was, the voice actress of Lightning. She couldn't make it one time.
Oh, no, no, but, okay, fair enough. But what I'm saying is she's come this time. She might not necessarily come in October.
That's true. She might
come, like, next year, May.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It depends on their schedules as well. And
exactly.
When, like, if they're doing a show, for example, if she's, like, booked up for that show, then she won't be able to come down. If she's free, then probably, you know, whatever. And, apart from Wendy Lee, there were a couple others. It was Phil Lamar, who was the voice of Hermes from Futurama, also Samurai Jack, which shocked me. I was like absolutely stunned. He's black. And I was like, that's Samurai Jack. No, you're shitting
me. I know,
me.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's shocking. Yeah, I know, right? And I couldn't see even the resemblance in voices. And literally, this dude in front of me had a massive Samurai Jack figures. And I was like, that's so cool. Can I take photos and stuff? And he was like really shy.
Aww.
And then Phil Lamar he geeked out. He was so happy when he saw the figures. Because a lot of people, I think, were there for Hermes.
Yeah.
Drama. Amongst all his other voices as well. But it was brilliant. He said he had a sore throat from all the impressions he had to do for people.
Oh, no.
Oh, bless. So he was quite an exciting one to see. And then the other one was actually Greg Sipes.
Yes, I'm sad. I'm really sad I missed him.
Oh, you missed him?
I never saw him.
He was there like, I think maybe at least 2 days.
I know, I did not have any time whatsoever.
Oh no.
But I'm okay. It's not one of the ones.
He was a really unusual one to be there. He's basically the voice actor of Beast Boy, yep, from Teen Titans, and then he's a character from Ben 10.
Yep.
No.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
he's. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
Yeah. I forget the character's name.
He's from there, and then he did the Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. And let me tell you, he actually sounds like Beast Boy in real life.
He does, doesn't he? It's just kind of a very lower tone.
Yeah, thing. I thought he was putting on, and he's such a hippie man.
I saw photos. His hair is really long.
No, it's not even about the hair. It was about, he got on stage, played the guitar, threw his shoes off. It was like, oh, you hippie. And then, there's nothing wrong with that. I just thought it was really surreal. And then, like, him and Phil Lamar were doing a joint Q&A, which was nice.
Oh, that's awesome. See, it's a shame, yeah, because I couldn't do much indoors. Though, leading on to that, I did see something that you were part of, the Harajuku Fashion Show. Which I have to say was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Do you know what? The turnout was amazing.
I know. I was so lucky because there was a spare seat right at the front, and I said to the lady, I said, is there anyone sitting here? And she went, no. I thought, right, okay, I'll nab that.
Yeah.
And then when I looked around behind me, it was full. And I thought, wow.
Yeah, no.
I got here early.
Completely. Like, I think it was like, yeah, it was just pouring in. I don't think I've ever seen it that full before in the past times. And
no,
perhaps they did really good marketing for it and advertising. But yeah, it was really full and it was nice. Sponsored by Roxy Sweetheart and Dreamy Bows. So, all the models got to borrow, some sparkles for the outfits. And yeah, it was really fun. Hopefully I might do it again next year. And of course, Harriet will be posting her pictures at some point. So Harriet, I'm sure you caught the Eurocosplay.
I did indeed. Very busy this year actually in the photography pool. Oh, excuse me. Caught wind there. Yes, very busy. There was about, I don't know how many entries there were for Eurocosplay. I think over 20 at least. But amazing, as always. I mean, I always respect those who put their costumes forward to it. It was won by a girl who was cosplaying from Gate 7, which is another camp series. So it was very Chinese, the style of the dress at the time. I'm terrible for stuff like this. But she is our first entry for the UK.
Cool.
Next one, because there's no summer convention this year, boo. The next one I think will be at Manchester Expo. So I'm not able to go to that, sadly. But no doubt, my friends Nert, Pouncy, and Russell will be able to grab the photos there, and they'll post them up afterwards. I did get photos. Unfortunately, because my lens is dying, my photos aren't coming out as good anymore. So, it's really annoying. So, half the photos kind of came out a bit blurred, but I tried to salvage as many as I could. So, yeah. And one of my friends actually won one of the prizes, Scarlett. She won a judge's award. I forget which one it was, but it was from Flame and Eck, I can't remember. The Bride Gods manga or something like that. I'm terrible. I'm sorry, Scarlett, if you listen. Which was really good. Superman won Best Performance.
Cool.
And I'm trying to think what else. There was a couple, someone who didn't come back for a League of Legends cosplay. And then, obviously, again, it was on Sunday, but it was just normal cosplay, and that was really good as well. My friend Mel, she won a judge's award for her Journey cosplay, so I was so happy for that.
Yay!
And what else was there? Abel won from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, nice!
And there was a chocobo. Oh, you have to see this chocobo. It was actually a girl dressed in a chocobo outfit, but you could see her face, but the feathers were genuine. They were really awesome. I love the fact that at the end of the masquerade on Sunday, they actually did a selfie.
Oh, lol.
They actually did a group selfie.
It's becoming a thing.
It is. Actually, one of the performances on Sunday, there was a Robin, a girl cross-playing as him. She grabbed her mobile and just did a photo of the audience, and I just thought, what? What just happened? It's just amazing.
Why not, right?
It is. I'm surprised it hasn't hit further to be, or before. But, yeah, that was a great shot. I'm trying to think what else I did. Oh, I met two of the stars from Once Upon a Time. Red Riding Hood and the Grandma. And they were very nice. And I saw part of their panel, because it was before the masquerade. It was really good. I'm not going to say anything because it does spoil a few things for people who've watched Once Upon a Time, but some characters are coming back into it. That's all I know. What else was there? I'm trying to think. Masquerade. Many photo shoots, obviously. I'm trying to think what else there was, because I was just literally running around from one end to the other. I got nothing. I think that's me done. In regards to
expo. Let me try to think. So we mentioned a lot of the performances, a lot of stars, a lot of voice actors, a lot of game areas. Most notably, Nice was there with all their new games.
I did, yeah. Now, my boyfriend loved that stall in particular.
Oh, yeah, Neptunia. Yeah. Yeah, one of our friends, Jasmine, she actually made the outfit.
Oh, yes, I got...
From the picture.
Yeah, I got photo and video of her. She looked amazing.
Yeah, and a friend wore it most of the day. She was literally stuck at that wall.
I did see her when I walked by. She was kind of like, you know, like... And I thought, oh, well, I want to go over and get a photo of her, so I did. But she looked really good in that outfit.
Yeah. Perfect, man.
I have to say, I did buy one of the games there. Because Neptunia isn't out until tomorrow. So, obviously they can't release the games 2 weeks prior. So, I got Demon Gaze.
Demon Gaze is good,
it's not
yeah.
bad. I just bought it because... You know, it was cheaper, you know. And I thought, I'll try it, because Dungeon Crawler... Well, I got it on Sunday, so I got it, like, haggled a bit, you know. And Dungeon Crawler game, it's okay. It's not my cup of tea. It's like when you were talking about Atrecian Odyssey.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is it like that?
It is like that.
Oh, fuck that. I can't stand first-person Dungeon Crawlers. No, do you know what it is? Atrecian Odyssey, you had to draw the map. And you failed if you didn't draw it, and fucked me off. I just did not get it at all. It was just pissed. It was like, why? This is not geography. This is a freaking fantasy game. Why am I having to do this?
I couldn't tolerate that. That this one is kind of like, you don't draw it, but you follow it. But there's so much to do. And in regards to, you have demons that you control, but they turn into angels or stuff like that. And if you don't control them right, they turn back into demons. And I thought, nope, done. I'll carry on with it maybe a little bit more, but for now, no, because we've got Tomodachi Life coming out, Child of Light's coming out on the Vita soon, which I'm going to play.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Get the Deluxe Edition, it's only £15.
Oh, wow.
That's the only thing they're releasing on Vita. It's only the Deluxe Edition.
Mm.
But you get art book, cards, CD, and a keyring of the Blue Flame. That she carries around the, I can't remember it, as a luminous, but it lights up. Which is really cool.
Super cute.
It is. I have it on PC already, so I get another one and I can attach the keyring to my bag. Simple as. Yeah, they had a lot of stuff there. Actually, these were very nice because I said I'd bought, Persona because they said, oh, what other games have you got for Vita? And I said, oh, I've got Persona 4. And they said, oh, have you got these badges? I went, no. And they said, oh, here you go. And they gave me 3 badges.
Nice.
So thanks to them, I got a new set of Persona 4 badges. Thought, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, man.
Good smile.
Yeah, I was actually cosplaying as a character from one of their games.
Oh, were you?
So I came specifically and said, hello, I'm a fan. Check me out.
That's awesome. I think they like it when people come dressed up as their characters. It's really good. I think,
no, yeah, definitely. There are a few characters who turned up to Koei?
Oh, Koei.
Tecmo!
Yep.
Tecmo?
Yep.
Tecmo Koei. So, a few people from the, also called Atelier games, Atelier Ronery, I think, or Totori,
yep.
Two girls. I mistook them for Cardcaptor Sakura, but then I figured it out straight away, and they were there, and they were, like, posing and stuff, and it's just really nice, because they're like, oh, you know. giving us loads of like pride that people like our games and are going to so much effort to make cosplays. So that was quite fun.
I actually got the soundtrack there.
Oh, did you know?
I did, because I like the game, so I had to buy the soundtrack. Yeah. Who else was there? Capcom were taking a lot of photos of people from, you know, cosplays.
Oh, good lord. It was all about Monster Hunter. They had the meeting hub and then doing photos and all sorts. Super cool.
And I think there was a shoot there as well that they took official
photos. Yeah, there totally was. They're big on their community stuff.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'd love to go to Capcom one day. I really would. I've never been. I'd want to go.
It's cool. It's cool.
Oh, Good Smile Company were there as well.
Yeah, they had a really tiny store, but they were like selling everything like hotcakes.
I know. Friday, I went specifically for the Miku. The new Snow Miku, which was out.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, good thing I didn't pre-order it. I can buy it. I went there Friday and the person said, no, you had to have pre-ordered it to get it. And I thought, oh.
No!
Yeah, I was kind of, oh, okay. So I went home, I looked on Facebook that evening, one of my friends bought her, and not through pre-order.
Oh no!
So I thought, right, first thing Saturday, I'm going there. And I did, and I got it!
Okay, good.
Oh yeah,
good.
No, I had to get it because there was no way, and it was £40. So, you can't do better than that, really.
No, but it's really good qualities.
Oh, it's
totally
worth it. It's beautiful. Like, she comes, it's a magical version of her, so she's got a magician's hat, and she's got a tome that you can pose her with, which is really good. And has, like, a little few accessories as well, like wands and books and stuff like that. So I don't have to pay, shipping fees. Hooray!
I really like they had these Attack on Titan keyrings there. They were interchangeable. Did you see them?
I did. There was none left.
That's so cool! You could change the faces and the hair and the body parts and you can buy like different characters and swap them over.
One of my friends actually had one on her backpack, so it was like dangling from, I don't know who, I think it was Erin, who she had.
I thought
that was really cool. No, it was Sean. That was it, it was Sean. And they had Vanguard stuff as though. And that's what I got.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, it was buy one, get one free. So I thought, yeah, I'll take advantage of that. I got the main character and the main character's Vanguard. I thought, brilliant. I did good choices here.
Nice.
They're very tiny, though.
Yeah, but really good quality.
Yeah, only like 2 centimetres tall. Really tiny. They're not like the usual Nendoroids you get.
Nah.
But, yeah. But no, they were really good, actually. Good price. And I thought, oh, I did good, actually. Because you rarely get that.
No, not at all. Definitely those were quite the highlights.
Yep.
Yeah, there's probably even a bit more that we didn't even have time to because it was so busy and congested to get through there, especially on the Saturday. Oh, one thing I will give a shout out to. Honda were there showcasing their futuristic bike, which is apparently based on the Akira bike.
Oh, nice.
And that was awesome. They were like, hey, you want to see the bike? When you get on the bike? And I was like, really? And it's actually, it's not a demo. It's not a show bike. It's a real bike. They've already released it in Japan. Let's say about 8 weeks ago. And they just wanted to gauge the interest in the UK and they were going to release it here soon. They want to promote a younger crowd to motorcycling because it's more of an older generation.
Yeah.
So that was quite cool. And obviously they have to make it look cool.
No, that's true.
Can't not have coolness. And it was surreal, actually. People go mental for it. The amount of chicks and dudes getting on that cycle. And then it was really funny because they had Oculus Rift. You try that on and feel like you're in.
They had did you try Oculus Rift? Did you try it?
No, oh. I didn't. Do you know the queue was massive, Harriet? Oh. If anything, I got on the bike and they were showing me the bike, like, you could have like a comfortable seat, behind you, you could change the colours of the dashboard, it's actually storage space. So I was like, so you're telling me you can like ride this like a crazy person and, you know, living your life on a limb, but you could also like take it shopping and then like bring the groceries home. And they were like, yeah, there's room here, here and here.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
It's quite useful actually, this bike.
Imagine that if that pulled up beside you while you're in the waiting in the red light and like, what's up? Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
He'd drive off where you're just sitting in the car like open mouth, just gawking at him.
I'd be like, hey, I wouldn't mind it.
I wouldn't mind that, yeah.
Yeah. So that was quite the highlight, because it was very animated. It was very, like, random, because actually the engineer and the actual designer were both there, and I had a chat with both of them, and they're actual otakus. They're into the anime. High five!
Yes.
they're into, like, the retro stuff, so, like, Gundam, Pat LaBar, and Akira, obviously, and, they kind of just got it to mind and kind of based it into their designs. That's really cool stuff. So a lot of anime stuff, sci-fi, EastEnders at MCM cosplay. No EastEnders cosplay. But,
oh gosh,
yeah.
Imagine that! I don't think anyone would recognise it though. To be fair,
you never know. You could totally recognise a cat Slater.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Anywhere that fake tan. Goodness. So I think that's MCM nutshell.
Yep.
Very long. Yeah. Very, very long nutshell. Other things that we've been up to. Yeah. Other things we've been up to is they've been, oh my god, last weekend was just manic. Right. So we had the Terracotta Film Festival that I mentioned before, and it was their Filipino spotlight. I unfortunately wasn't able to attend most because of a job. Sorry. Unless I took a week off, I could have just indulged in constant films. So it was very unfortunate. You know, I'd won quite a few tickets as well, and it was like, oh, F my life. Aww. F my life so much. And one of the films I actually got to see, and I really, 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 really wanted to see it, was Commitment. And this was the one featuring the K-pop guy, T.O.P. from Big
yes,
Bang.
You did mention this.
Yeah, I was fangirling last time when I was talking about this, and I know some of the other, one of the girls from PlayNation Games in the background was like, oh my god!
Sweet.
Obviously she restrained the scream, but she asked me about it afterwards. And he was actually really good, and if you actually check him out, IMBD him, he's been doing films, like one film a year consistently since 2008. He's actually a really good actor, and I'd really recommend it. If you're into like, thriller, was it like a thriller action? It's about North Korea versus South Korea. It's a bit political, but lots of really awesome action scenes and the hottie running around on a motorcycle as well. Ironically, after MCM. So that film was amazing. Please do check it out. Go to Terracotta. I'm sure they'll be selling it soon enough. So wait for that to come out. And then another thing I attended, which I went to the previous year's one. It was so good. It was the Terracotta Horror All-Nighter.
Yes.
And that was fantastic. Me and my all-nighters, I don't know how I do it. So the first film of the night was the best, in my opinion, called The Killer. Lessons of Evil, the best film. So it's a Japanese one, and it's literally about this teacher who joins this school, and he's just a bit suspicious, and it's all, and you kind of almost think, oh, what the hell is this? Better not be Battle Royale, and it's not. It starts off with a child murdering his parents, and you don't know what the hell's going on. But it's the child's like naked in trainers, and it's like, well, what the fuck? You don't see anything, but you just see his naked legs.
Yeah.
And the trainers. And that happens again later on. And, it's crazy, because like, everyone has a scandal in the school, and then it's the festival night, and just everything goes wrong. I won't ruin it. Again, that's fantastic film. If you're into your J horrors or thrillers, definitely watch it. It's some crazy stuff going on. The other ones, one was After the Dark. I didn't particularly like it. This one was about ghosts, and they were kind of like almost like CGI ghosts, so that already put me off. And it just didn't explain it. It just went, oh, look, ghosts. And then it went, oh, look, that chick used to be a dude. And then it was like, but this didn't explain anything to me about the ghost.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I kind of, like, spoiled something. But it doesn't matter. You know, watch it if you want to, like, confuse yourself. Third film was pretty good. That was The Killers. It was Indonesian and Japanese crossover. So a lot of cross-talking and... It was just so weird. You look at this killer's life, and then he's posting his killings on the internet, on YouTube, and then he meets another killer through it.
Hmm.
But except the second killer didn't mean to kill anyone. It was just all by mistake. And then the first killer's like, oh my god, I have a friend! he's like, oh, get away from me. And then this killer just trolls the other killer's life and he just ruins his life. That's all I can say. It's worth watching. This film is just effed up. Effed up. And all I can say is in the end he gets his comeuppance. Oh, some cruel irony going on here. Just think of Corpse Party. Have you watched Corpse Party yet?
I don't know. I haven't.
Harriet.
No. I want to.
No, you haven't. Okay, because there's a moment in Killers which reminds me so much of Corpse Party and it's just so funny. It reflects our modern life. Like, it's the selfie thing. But anyway,
yeah.
You'll understand when you see it. And
I know what happens in it. I just haven't seen the anime.
You need to watch it, girl. Oh. You need to. The last one was Tick Tick, which was, I was quite looking forward to see this. It was a vampire movie, but I should have read the synopsis. This film was ridiculous. Anyway, but I will commend it. It didn't take itself seriously. It knew it was over the top. It was actually a Filipino film and starring Ding Dong. Love that name. Ding Dong. He's like some angry, moody protagonist. Anyway, so it's got a really, like, the way they filmed it, I think they probably spent a lot of money, so they made it look really dark and moody atmosphere. And everything was just hot. All these vampires are CGI'd and, you know, a lot of, I'm jumping in the air and I'm flying through the sky and then I'm going to hit you and then everything's going to explode with my foot. Yeah, and there's babies and there's vampires kidnapping babies and, you know, there's garlic chips and it's crazy. Obviously, I was falling asleep at this point, so I must have fallen asleep several times through this movie. It was surreal. Though, if you want to watch something fantastic and something for a good laugh, definitely watch this film. I was not scared at any point. Even with the baby, like, being thrown around and murdered, you know, she's not scared at all. So, the moral of the story is, Japanese films will never let you down in the horror genre.
No,
it was good to experiment though, because I would have liked to have watched much more of the Filipino films available, and there were a few Japanese ones I weren't able to watch, like Mobius and Shift and Be My Baby, but I'm going to hopefully catch up, maybe invest in some of the films later on, but definitely it's worth trying out if you're into horrors. They show new stuff, old stuff, random stuff, for the Terracotta Film Festivals. Check it out. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, oh my goodness, no, there's more and more. There's another film festival I attended, the Zipangu Fest, and this was a really random one. This wasn't the full festival, it was a one-off. And they showed a few short films, and they showed a documentary about this band called Frank Chickens. It's big in the 80s, about three Japanese singers, and they basically sing songs, you know, politically looking at, you know, Japanese lifestyle. And they're very much like dancing, like almost like para para, so they do quite, you know, OTT dancing, crazy style, big hats. And they're still doing it now, and the members have changed, and now they've got up to about 20 people. So imagine this, tiny, like, in this modest place called the Cinema Museum, this really small stage, and all these people jumping up and down. We were like, oh my god, they're gonna break the stage! It was so cool because it's just sort of rare that she actually came, the main singer, and she performed, and then also, oh, Hibiki, the number one shamisham player, came and he played the shamisham part of the set, which was really cool. And, oh, it was just so unusual. My goodness, movies with live performances, and it just really got you up, made you feel uplifted.
Yeah.
It's like at the end of the Terracotta Film Festival, literally, the Tick Tick film made me feel really like, yeah! Save the day! CGI vampires. So, Frank Chickens was just brilliant. It's amazing. It's not many opportunities that you get to see, like, rare bands like that and performing live. So Zipang Fest, check out the next, installment of films coming soon. And then, before I actually went to the horror film festival, there was also the T. Prince Butler Cafe. Wow. It was like a hiatus. They disappeared for a year. And they'd come back, and they've come back with new butlers, loads of new faces, a couple of maids, and they actually did it in one of the Bobo Jams.
Yeah.
Bubble tea place. I don't know if you've been. Have you been, Harriet?
I haven't, no. I know where it is, but I haven't been to it yet.
Okay, so they have a downstairs, which they do karaoke in as well. So they hired out the whole second floor, and then basically people bought what they wanted. They got to play games, and there was also a mystery maid, and she did like magic tricks with everyone. That was quite cool. And then chair keys. I love the Polaroid chair keys. And general cuteness. Lots of cuteness. And it's getting to be a thing now. I can see it's happening more frequently now. So obviously they've established a fan base and a target audience. And before I mostly saw only males. This time round it was a Butler Cafe and there were loads of females.
That's good.
Wait, that made no sense. I just said that out loud. yeah, Butler Cafe and there's loads of chicks. Yeah, of course. But I've noticed in the last maid event I went to previous, which was I Am I Maid, there were, you know, good 50-50 ratio. So it's not just for creeps, it's for everyone. yeah. And I think that's about that. Anything else, Harriet?
Well, there was the MLP Canterlot Nights, which is officially this weekend. But we were lucky enough to get it at Play Nation last week. So it's basically the second set of the MLP card game, which it's getting really popular now. Everyone's starting to get into it, starting to get their rhythm into the game. And it was just fun catching up with everyone who we've met previously, because they do run an event once a month, so everyone can get together and just learn new strategies and other stuff like that. It's really good. There's another one running on the 21st of June if anyone wants to come along and join. And, you know, anyone will be happily be able to teach you how to play. It is simple. It just involves a lot of luck and thinking, which is basically most card games anyway. But yes, that all went well. Brand new shiny cards and, oh, I tell you, they were buying them by the box loads on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like 90 quid a box.
Bloody hell, 90 quid?
I know, exactly. And you just think, ooh, there are dedicated people out there who want to get these, but no, I'll just stick with single packs for now. So I have to up my game, I know that, so I have to revamp my deck now with these new cards. It's like, ooh, new ideas. But yes, really good. Just trying to think what else. No, I think that's about it. So, yeah. That's it from my side. You done an awful lot more than what I did anyway.
Oh, I'm still recovering. Too many things in a short amount of time. But we've got a few weeks break until the next couple of events in July.
That's true. Unfortunately, I couldn't make the Nintendo Sports Mario Kart event. I wish I could. I'm sorry. Because I wish I could split myself for two, but I couldn't make it. But I promise I will come to the next event. So yeah, I hope it all went well though.
Cool beans. Yeah, I need sleep these days after all that. So
sleep is
after all those all-nighters, dying. So yeah, we'll be back with more anime and more stuff that we did. So that's bye from us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
See you next week. Bye.